गौर हरि गौर गौर हरि गौर गौर हरि रसो वैष रसम लब्धा आनंदी भवती आफ्टर ऑल वी वांट प्योर रस आनंद दैट इज अवर क्वेस्ट एंड वी आर टोल्ड दैट इज इन द सर्विस ऑफ द रस हिमसेल्फ रस इज अ पर्सन वकील रामचमूर्ति एवरी वन इज इन क्वेस्ट फॉर रस द स्टेटस ऑफ रस इज द हाइस्ट सो इफ वी आर पर्सन वी हैव गॉट सब्जेक्टिव एग्जिस्टेंस रस हैज गॉट हिज सुपर सब्जेक्टिव एग्जिस्टेंस हिज पर्सन हि वकील रामचमूर्ति He is Krishna, that also. Rasa is Krishna. That cannot be Rasa in any other place but in Krishna. The highest conception, the source, the fountainhead of all Rasa of different type is only in Him. So, by nature of our construction, we are to search after Krishna. Krishna anusandham. That's what it's like. The nature of a normal person here, Krishna anusandham. Just as Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta. In Vedanta Sutra, we find Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire after the supreme cause of this world. Search. Search what is the supreme cause. Yatu vayamani bhutani jayanti jeno jatani jivanti yat pajanta visham visanti. Where from all has come and where it is being, it is maintaining its existence, how, by whom, and ultimately, where do they enter after death? That is Brahma, the most fundamental brain, where from everything is springing up and remains and then enters. That is Brahma. Inquire after the prime cause, the all-accommodating. Adhatu Brahma Jigyasa, the Brihattama, the biggest thing, all accommodating. And Mahaprabhu replaced that, Srimad Bhagavatam replaced that with Krishna, Krishnanusandham. That Brahma Jigyasa, that is a dry thing. That is only the exercise of your thinking faculty, jugglery of reasons, but leave that away. Begin Krishnanusandham, your heart's thirst, quench to try your the thirst of your heart, thirst of your heart, Krishnanusandham, Rasa Jigyasa, Rasa Vaisha, the reason, the things acquired by your reason won't satisfy you. Again, the knowledge cannot quench your thirst really. The rasa anandam, that is a separate thing. So, instead of Brahma Jigyasa, you accept Krishna Anusandham. Kaha Krishna Prananath Brajendranandam. Kaha jao kaha pao mura jivadam. That should be the way of our march slogan. Krishna, where is Krishna? I want to. Book. My real want has been discovered and it is to get the service of Krishna and no Brahma Jigyasa, not Paramatma Anusandham. The yogis, they are trying to enter into the details, into my minutest part of the world. Anuraniyam, what is controlling the whole from within. That is the object of quest of the yogis. The what is controlling from within? Paramatma. Paramatma. And the Jnanis, from where everyone is coming and everything is coming and everything maintained and again everything enters. What is that thing? That Bhuma Vastu, Brahma. And devotees, they want to say, what my heart, what is the demand of my innermost heart? I want to satisfy that quench. I do not care to know where am I and what is controlling, but I really want to quench my thirst for rasa, for madhurya, sweetness. That we search after rasa, anandam, beauty, charm, and not calculative knowledge, like Paramatma or Naya Gopi Yogishwar, Pada Kamala Tamar Dhyan Kari Paive Santosh. The Gopis are saying to Krishna in Kurukshetra, anyhow you want to control us by quoting the scripture which is meant for the Jnani and the Yogi, but we are not that type. Please excuse us. You know it fully well. We are not of that type of Jnani and Yogi. We are servants. Service is our life. So, if you kindly manage to come within us and accept our service, then only we can satisfy, we may be satisfied. No other alternative for us. So if you would like to save us, then you must come to our in close connection and to accept our hearty service of yourself. That is the remedy, no other remedy we have got. You are recommending, of course, we are hearing, but that is all outer ear exercise, something like that. It is not hitting the target, real point. So there, Taha Krishna Brahmana, the search after rasa, and neither for knowledge, nor who is the controller of this world to know that. Krishna Anusandhan. And also to teach others to come in the same camp of Krishna Anusandhan. Don't misdirect you. Proper direction of the Shastra is this. Mahaprabhu Srimad Bhagavatam has taught us what to beg, what to pray, what to want. They have taught us. You want this thing. I pray for this. If you beg for this thing, not for any other thing. Krishna. We want nothing but Krishna. Nothing by Krishna. Even not Narayana. Even not Narayana. When the gopis are wandering in search of Krishna, Krishna to play a particular mood, he took the shape of Narayana. The gopis gave respect to Narayana. Oh, he is Narayana. Yes, we respect you, we honor you, Narayana. Please be gracious and grant our prayer that we may get the grace of Krishna. By your grace, we want the association of Krishna and not Narayana. When they find Narayana, they give their namaskaram. Namaskaram, outward respect, and please from him that be gracious and grant us our company, association with Krishna. So they were Vaishnava, the student of Bhagavata, and the followers of Mahaprabhu, their feet is sealed to only to go to a particular direction in search of Krishna. They won't want anything else but Krishna. This is the Bhagavat has been described as the ripe fruit of the tree of Veda. The Veda has produced out of own accord the fruit. What is that? The rasa of Bhagavata Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Vrajendra Nandam. That is the ripe product of the tree of Veda. Veda means revealed truth embodiment. And this inner current is producing the fruit, and the fruit is when ripe, it is Bhagavatam. So the natural gift of Veda is Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. Natural gift. But we, out of our own prejudice, we try to get something from the Veda, the tree, the animal, they try to chew the leaf, someone, they will cut the wood. But the real natural product of the Veda is producing Akhila Rasamrita Murti, Anandam Brahmano Vidyano Vivita Kutascha. The natural gift of the Veda, that the highest revealed truth, is Krishna Rasu Vaisha. Rasu Vaisha, Saddha Mayu Yamloka. Through your faith, you can get that rasa of the highest order. That is the gift of all the Vedas. And Vedamata Gayatri, she also aims at that very object. I have tried my way to show that sort of meaning from Gayatri. The Gayatri Gana Trayati, by chanting which we can get liberation. And what is the definition of liberation? Sarupena Bhavastiti. And to engage ourselves in our innermost duty. That is what Gayatri is directing to us. And the Krishna Vamsi, that is also doing the same thing in the highest place we find. Proper adjustment. Be ready for my service. That is the sound. The sound give impression or inspiration to anyone and everyone. Come to my sweet service. Engage yourself to my sweet service. That is the call of the fruit of Krishna. And Gayatri Veda Mata, who has produced the Veda, they are also the same thing in the seed, and that is in the fruit. What is in the seed, that is in the fruit. And in the middle, the Veda, Shruti, Vedanta, Bhagavatam at the top. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nigama Kalpatarur, Goritam Phalam. Vyasadeva says in introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is this? What is the necessity of this new book you are giving to the society? This is Nigama Kalpatarur Goritam Phalam. Nigam means bed, and that is compared with a tree. And this Bhagavatam is natural ripe fruit, come up of our own account, not anything pressed. Forcibly attached with that. But of own accord, the tree is giving the fruit, and the fruit is ripe, and it is Bhagavatam. So the juice you drink, Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhura Rasita Bhubi Bhavuka. Oh, if you have real thinking capacity, it's normal hankering, you must come to drink this rasam. This is the natural product of the Veda called Pataru, who said is Gayatri. Ganat Trayati. Ganat. If you chant the Gayatri mantra, Trayati, you will be liberated, emancipated. And the positive conception of liberation is Sarupa Siddhi, self-determination. And in self-determination, you must come in connection with Krishna in different rasa to get your assured and attached service. And thereby you can imbibe the real juice to make your life fulfilled. Your fulfillment of life is there. Everyone's fulfillment is connected there. All your attempts otherwise, they are all fruitless labor. Fruitless labor. Only utilize your energy in the proper way to make your life successful. It is for all. This advice from the revealed scriptures to all of us. Sindhantu Vishti Amritasya Putra. Oh, you sons of nectar, nectar in ocean, sea, please listen to me. That you are born in Amrita, you are born to taste Amrita. And you must not allow yourself to be satisfied but Amrita. So anyhow, misguided for the time being, but awake, arise. And search for amritam, amritam, that nectar, that satisfaction. Om, a big yes, yes, what you are searching, that is, don't be disappointed, don't be disappointed. What are the inner search in you all that exists, the Veda says. The revealed scriptures, they say, assert, declare, announce, that is existing. What is the common search of your all hearts? That is exist, that surely that is existing, and your thirst will be quenched. Sindhantu Vishti Amritasya Putra. You are really meant by construction. You deserve. So don't be afraid. Don't be cowed down. Amritasya Putra, in your being, that thing is given. Already it is there. So cannot but be, you can never be satisfied anywhere else but this thing. So prepare yourself to receive your long search, long missing, that amritam in the full form, full quality. No other business, no other engagements should we have but Krishna Anusandhana.